With today's top stories, I am Leonard Witbien. Works and Transport Minister Vikone Kundi has called on ministries to prioritise local procurement, stressing that opting for imports when local options exist is a serious offence. He said buying from local manufacturers empowers producers, creates jobs and strengthens the economy.
It's now a mandatory that they must now buy from the government stores, and it is a mandatory that the government stores must now buy from the local manufacturers. That means it must be locally produced and not imported finished goods. And it's only in the case that we do not have such item in stock that we give them a formal letter of exemption that they can then buy anywhere else. However, we are also cognizant that we shall be safeguarding against government buyers who will possibly intention to manipulate the system. And as a result, then we are now reaching out to the local manufacturers. What is that they produce? Where are they producing? What are their quantities or what are their capacities and their qualities?
Speaking at the concluding session of the Nedbank Future for Business Conference at Droombo, Sinvinduk, Vision Africa Managing Director Cornelius Poulton presented on the data that should inform our decision. Angie Scholes has the details.
He highlighted how data-driven insights are essential for smarter business strategies, stressing that owner management businesses and SMEs must move beyond institution alone. Dalton noted that reliable data can uncover market trends, customer needs, and operational inefficiencies, enabling businesses to make timely evidence-based decisions. He urged entrepreneurs to embrace data tools and analytics as key enablers of growth, resilience, and competitiveness in today's fast-changing economy.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for more investment in sexual and reproductive health rights, warning against setbacks that threaten women, children and youth. Speaking at the 9th Tokyo International Conference on African Development in Japan, Ramaphosa underpinned that strong health systems are crucial for saving lives and supporting long-term development.
The reality that we must confront as we deal with the challenges that faces the women of the world, particularly in developing economy countries, is that too many women still die in childbirth or preventable causes.
Sudan's warring factions are accusing each other over an attack on a United Nations World Food Programme convoy that was delivering aid to a hunger-stricken area in North Darfur. According to Reuters, the convoy came under fire north of Al-Fashir, the army's last stronghold in the wider Darfur region, where around 300,000 civilians remain trapped under siege by the rival Rapid Support Forces amid ongoing clashes and worsening hunger. The European Union and United States have issued a joint statement a week after the two sides agreed a framework trade agreement. It's a first step towards a more fair and balanced trade relationship, but critics argue that it's a bad deal for Europe. William Denslow is in Brussels for us.
Under this agreement, the baseline tariff rate for European goods heading to the US is set at 15%. EU officials say these duties won't be subject to add-ons, arguing it's a better deal than other nations have reached with Washington. But tariffs for European cars will only drop from 25% to 15% should the EU eliminate duties on US industrial products. The joint statement also adds that the bloc is expected to invest $600 billion in US strategic sectors over the next 3 years. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.